In 2022, the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the UN organized a girls' forum. 100 girls, ages 13 to 24, came from around DRC and other African countries to Kinshasa. For 3 days, they discussed the problems they face. And now there's a report out that reflects what the girls shared. NPR's Jonathan Lambert has more and a warning that this story discusses sexual violence.
Ramatou Touré remembers those 3 days well. She works for the United Nations Children's Fund, also referred to as UNICEF, in the DRC, and she helped organize the forum. She was struck by one issue that seemed to affect virtually everyone there.
We realized that almost all of those girls were either survivors of sexual violence or they were in very close proximity. I'm talking sister, mother, cousin of a child who had been abused as a child.
According to a recent UNICEF report, more than 35,000 cases of sexual violence against children were recorded in 2025. About half of those come from areas of conflict. But the true toll is likely much higher, says Touré.
Sexual violence is, of course, amplified in conflict settings, mostly Eastern DRC, but it actually happens also across the country.
NPR sought comment from the DRC government about the report, but they did not respond to questions. Sexual violence has been a persistent problem for many years. Conflict is the biggest single cause, but Touré says everything from poverty in urban areas to norms around child marriage and impunity for perpetrators contributes. And victims, mostly girls, are often afraid to talk about it.
There is this sense that they will not be able to come forward, they will not be able to speak. But unfortunately, it also means that they will not be able to get the services that they need.
That's where Touré Akana Center comes in. It was created after that 2022 forum as a place for victims of sexual violence. Philone Loa is a social worker at the center.
We noticed that girls were being raped not only in the street, but also within their own families. A girl who's being abused by her own father, she doesn't really know in whom she can confide. So these girls really wanted a place where they could share what happened to them discreetly, where they will be heard, protected, and taken care of.
Some of the girls who come to the center need medical attention. And counselors also offer psychological support, as victims can become depressed and suffer from post-traumatic stress. Annie Kokoli is a therapist in Goma, a city heavily affected by conflict. She says this kind of early intervention is crucial.
They tell themselves that, well, I endured this event, so that means I'm not like other people. I've lost my abilities. The more the person stayed isolated, the more they started developing abnormal behavior.
Staff at the Touré Akana Center try to break that isolation, but it can be challenging, especially for children who come off the street. Touré Akana supervisor Georgette Uma recalls one girl who came through their doors after multiple assaults. In addition to being traumatized, she couldn't read or write, but with the help of staff,
she learned how to read, how to write. This training strengthened her. And today, she feels like she can take care of herself. She's become a model for the girls who are still on the streets.
Since opening, the Touré Akana Centers have seen over 100,000 girls. But Touré from UNICEF says that the DRC is a huge country, and girls and women need way more support. And Touré says last year's drastic funding cuts by the U.S. and other countries cut funding for clinics like Touré Akana essentially in half.
This is quite a pity because what we've seen in the areas where there is services is that if we come together, it's possible to prevent and it's also possible to actually respond to sexual violence.
It's not a hopeless case, she says, even amidst the ongoing conflict in the country. Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.